It's been a long time, hasn't it?
My Lady Killala. I was just about to come to you.
You were going to see me? So you have a request? Well, it will have to wait, for it is I that needs your help.
You need my help, my lady? But whatever for? I am but a lowly spirit, and you are a goddess. What could I possibly do to help someone as great as you?
My mate has been stolen, and I need your help to punish the wicked exorcist that took him. I am too weak from the battle before. Usually I take time to recover and then exact my revenge, but time is not a luxury that I can afford at the moment. Those exorcists mean to kill my beloved, and I will not have it. So I have come to you for help. You would do well not to refuse me.
Your mate? My lady, my request was for you to help me save my mate. For he had been taken by priests, and, my lady, they asked me to find their twin brother. When I did, I saw you cuddling him on your lap. Our mates are related.
So, they are related, that is. Curious news. Is it fate? Is it coincidence? Fate seems to be the obvious answer. I am tied by the red string of fate to my beloved mate.
As am I, my lady. I want nothing more than to save my beloved and destroy all who get in my way. I will rip apart any should they hurt him.
Perhaps we are more alike than I thought. I think I would be happy to have you as my sister-in-law.
My lady, I am but a humble spirit. I do not deserve the honor of being your family.
Oh, stop it. You are the only kitsune who has never been afraid of me. Shy, respectful, and even honorable. I enjoy your company, Kina. So from here on, no more of this my lady stuff. I grant you permission to call me by my name, Killala.
Thank you, Lady Killala. I'm honored.
I said you didn't have to. Well, never mind. It's fine. It will take time for you to adjust to just using my name. Now to business. If our mates are brothers, twins no less, then I know who the culprit is.
Who?
Their bitch of a mother. My mate is the older brother, and he told me all about how he protected your mate from her vile wickedness. He has cuts and burns and scars all over his body from that horrible monster. And because our mates have such powerful spiritual pressure, she considered them monsters and treated them terribly. She is the one that sicked the exorcists and priests on them to get them back and away from their father.
That monster? Yes, I know all about her too well. My mate came here to find his brother running away from that psycho bitch. Why can't she just leave them alone? They do not belong to her. They belong to us.
Exactly. First, we must slaughter those exorcists and priests. Then slaughter that damn bitch.
Let us devour her soul, crush her bones, and skin her alive. Not in that order, of course. Perhaps reverse order.
You're a sister after my own heart. Now let us find them.
I would like nothing more than to go find them, but I can't. I can't feel their spiritual pressure, especially of my beloved. I fear the worst, which is why I was going to come see you.
Have no fear. The enemy has put up a barrier. However, my mate has a stronger spiritual presence, and together it's astronomical. With my goddess powers, I can sense them through the barrier. It's very faint, though, but I feel them. Follow me, Kina, and let us rain hell upon them.
There. I can feel them here at this warehouse. We can see them through the glass windows on the roof. There! Oh, my darling. There's my beloved. Those monsters beat my darling. Cut him. He's bleeding. How could they?
my mate as well. Those mistakes of birth have made the wrong life choices. My darling, he looks even worse. He probably tried to protect your mate as he's always done. His bonds to family are so strong. Another reason I love him so much.
I don't see the enemy. Where could they be?
I do not know. And it makes me uneasy that I can't sense them.
Lady Killala, listen to them.
Hmm? They're talking about us. And laughing happily.
They say they're happy to have met us. My heart is so full of love right now. If there weren't enemies to take care of, I would mate him now.
Same. After this battle, I am mating him and all the wild urges I have been holding back. I will mate with him after this, and no one will stop me.
They seem so happy to see each other again. We must make sure to always pay each other a visit and have fun together, all four of us.
Yes, I agree. How many pups do you plan to have?
I want a full litter of six. And you?
Well, as a nine-tailed fox, I can't have too many children. I can only have so many, and then my reproductive organs will no longer bear them.
What? Oh no! Do you know how many you can have?
I'm afraid not. But I met with an old nine-tailed fox man before. He told me that nine-tailed foxes, on record, have only ever had four children at the most.
But you can have them.
Yes, thankfully. To bear the child of my beloved mate is a joy I wish to experience. And to see them grow up with their cousins and aunt and uncle. Oh, we will be one big, happy family.
The happiest of families.
And of course, we must teach the children how to capture their mates.
Of course. The next generation of yandere's must be taught how to find their perfect mates.
They will love their father so much, and they will be taught by the four greatest parents ever.
Lady Killala, what's wrong?
Something's wrong. Don't you smell that?
Yes, it. The malice. The evil. It's so strong it's almost choking. Our mates have gone silent, too. They're looking at something.
A woman. Wait. What did your mate just say?
That's their mother! The exorcist and the priests are coming out of hiding now. A ritual. Wait, no. Don't tell me they're going to sacrifice them.
Demon spawn, my fluffy-tailed ass. They are angels. How dare she say she is going to save them? Let's go. Hands off our mates.
We won't let you have your way.
What are we? We are their mates, their true love, and you are the one that took them from us. We won't let you torture them any longer.
They have suffered enough. They are good and kind and sweet, and yet you beat them and treat them like garbage.
You paint their bodies with scars and have the gall to say that you are their mother. The only reason you had to be born was for their birth. After you birthed them, you lost all of your usefulness.
They won't suffer at your hands any longer. Release them, and we might be merciful.
Screw mercy. Let's just make them suffer.
Well, I had to try. At least out of respect for succeeding in the one thing she did right. And that was giving birth to our mates.
I hope you made amends with your god. Because all of you are about to be sent to hell.
I think that's all of them.
Now, all that's left is their mother. Oh, What's wrong? Are you scared? You should be. We have an extra special punishment ready for you.
Lady Killala, do you smell that?
By the gods, she crapped herself.
And now she's soiling herself in the front. How humiliating.
How pathetic.
Just like your life.
Huh? Darling, what's wrong?
My love?
What? What do you mean? Don't kill her.
I won't stand for this. She deserves to die. You will not stop us.
She will get all the punishment she deserves in this life, and then more in hell.
Wait. You what?
You wish to execute the punishment. But why? Because she hurt us by sending the enemy.
You want to make her suffer because we're hurt? Oh, my love.
My darling, you really have accepted me. Here. There. Now, you aren't...
You're free, babe.
Whoa. So passionate.
I think my legs are going to give out.
Oh, look at them. They are so angry at her. Oh! Ouch.
Oh, wow. He tore her finger right off.
Oh, nice. A compound fracture to her leg. Wait, is he... That's my love. He tore her bone right out from her leg. Go, darling, go.
Oh, yes. Gouge out those eyes of hers. She doesn't deserve to see your beautiful visage.
Her other senses will heighten, too.
Which will make the pain worse. Oh, tore her ears right off. That's my baby.
Why is my darling punching... Wait, is he... Oh, yes. He punched right through her chest. Yes, do it. Do it. Tear it out. And there's the heart.
Oh, look at them. Crushing her heart together. That's quality brother bonding time right there.
I agree. She had all that coming and more. Oh? Yes, my darling, what is it? Oh, you want us to burn the building and the bodies?
Oh, not a problem with our combined might. We will engulf this place and it will be all but ash, and because it's our magical foxfire, it won't spread and stay here. The firefighters won't be able to put it out either. All right. One barbecued bitchin' lackeys topped with a building coming right up.
Kina, thank you for coming with me to save my mate and accompanying us back to our shrine. Please stay with us. Have a meal. After all, we are going to be family. Let us sit down and enjoy a meal together.
I adore that thought, Killala. We shall take you up on the offer.
Hey, you called me by my name without honorifics.
Well, we did just go through a life-threatening experience together. I'd say we are true sisters now.
Agreed. Now come, I will cook for... What? Darling, you wish to cook? No, no. You've been through so much, you can't. You must rest. No is no. You will sit down and rest. Are you denying me? Why? Because you don't want to miss seeing me in an apron. Oh my, you naughty boy. Stop, we have company. I can't wear a naked apron with company around. Maybe I'll serve you breakfast tomorrow in a naked apron.
What? Me? Oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry, baby. I can't wear a naked apron. That's too bold for me. But I don't mind doing it in a sexy lingerie.
All right, darling. We will both cook dinner. It'll be really fun to do it together. Kina, you and your mate can wait in the living room.
All right. I can't wait.
All right, darling. What should we make? Kobe beef? Perfect. That is perfect for this occasion. What should we make with it? Should we do a steak? Maybe a Western style that your brother is used to? Curry? Oh, I see. Kobe beef stew with potatoes, carrots with the curry seasoning, and white rice would be perfect. Oh, you want to make your own type of sauce? What will you make? Well, it's true curry can be made many different types of ways, but I figured the sauce had to be the same. Really? I'm wrong. Well then, prove it. Barbecue sauce, natural honey, curry powder, and buffalo sauce. You're going to mix a little so I can taste. Oh, wow. That's really good. Spicy, but good. The barbecue sauce with the honey makes the fire of the curry and buffalo sauce die down just enough to eventuate the flavors when they mix together. Honey, you are genius. If the Kobe beef, potatoes, and carrots stew in this and soak it up, it'll be even better. Let's get hungry for you. That just makes it worse, baby. Wait, you know, and that's why you're teasing me? God, I love you, but that's not fair.
I can hear my new sister giggling in there. She must be having fun. Oh? Your brother always wanted to be a chef? Oh, that makes sense. Oh, that makes me excited to eat the dinner even more. What did you want to do? Oh, come on. Nothing you could say would ever be silly if it's your dream. A firefighter? But... No, it's not stupid at all. It's just... You're usually so shy, baby. I didn't picture you as the rush headlong into danger type. Though, you did sacrifice yourself to save me before. That was really brave. I feel more in love with you for that. I'd say go for it. And if you're a firefighter, I can make sure you're safe, so take all the risks you need. If you want to save lives, then I will support you, even if it makes me nervous. Yes, nervous. After today... When they took you, there was so much fear in my heart. I thought I was going to lose you forever. You know what? I'll only allow you to be a firefighter if you promise me something. You have to promise when you come home you will spend alone time with me for an entire day. Doesn't matter what's on your schedule, you have to always spend time with me, and only me. Even when we have our children, I'll get us a babysitter. And we can spend all our time together, understand? Promise me. And seal it with a kiss. Okay. The promise is sealed. Good boy.
Dinner is ready, you two. We made curry. Dig in.
Thanks for the meal. Oh, wow. You weren't kidding when you said your brother wanted to be a chef. This food is amazing.
Isn't it? When he made the sauce, I nearly died of joy. I'll get to taste this delicious food every day. Be jealous, Kina?
Why should I be jealous? If I want some, I'll just come over and steal it.
What's that, darling? I love you too, my darling. Forever.
I love you as well, my baby. You know, Kilala, we are lucky girls to have them as mates.
Yes, we are. And it's easy to tell them apart, even though they're twins. Mine wears glasses and has one brown eye and one blue eye.
And mine has green eyes and doesn't wear glasses.
I hope you two are ready for a life of joy.
That's right. We will replace all those bad memories you have suffered with love and passion.
Kina, isn't there something we should say to them?
Yes. Shall we say it together?
Let's.
We will love you forever. And whoever tries to take you away, we will slaughter them. Because now and forever, we'll be together.